You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is the February 13th episode of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. So, while I was away, my body mercilessly savaged by a virus that did not call itself influenza only to spite me, I caught up on some unfinished business. You might recall that on the Doctor Who podcast, Rob Shearman and Toby Haydock forced me, under a barrage of derision, to admit that I had not yet seen the William Hartnell story, The Aztecs. Well, I now had plenty of time. This being my first proper Hartnell episode, I wasn't sure it would grab me the way it did Rob and Toby. Remember, Peter Davison was my doctor during my youthful flirtation with the show, and I'm wholeheartedly a fan of the new show. In comparison, would the Aztecs seem like a relic? In a word, no. The biggest surprise, and the one that knocks right up against perceptions of old Doctor Who, is how emotional the story is. As a self-contained historical, with no Daleks about and the TARDIS off-screen, the dramatic tension has to come from somewhere other than technobabble. Step 1. Someone wants something. Step 2. Someone else wants to stop them. Add to that the layers of manipulation, deception, and guilt, most swirling around the fake goddess Barbara Wright, but also around the Doctor's true yet Machiavellian attraction to Kamika, and you have proper Shakespearean drama. Which leads to my second surprise, how much I enjoyed the acting performances in The Aztecs. I've never had a lot of patience for the conventions of old-fashioned TV and film acting, but once I settled into the fact that I was watching a stage play in front of black-and-white cameras, I saw lead and supporting actors giving it their all, with nuanced performances for their time. Yes, I had to get past the ham-fisted fight staging, and the cheap-by-modern-standards sets and backdrops. It actually helped to watch a couple of the episodes on an old iPod screen, rather in their HD glory, and I wound up thoroughly enjoying The Aztecs, from start to finish. Now, it didn't give me the warm, familiar feeling of a new series episode. The Aztecs feels like a different show, a little further emotionally removed from the one that fanned my enthusiasm in 2005. And yet, I could see the through lines. Characters with tough decisions to make, heightened drama, a plot that ended in resolution, but not victory. If there are any listeners who are young or similarly focused on the new material, I can't imagine any better introduction to William Hartnell's Doctor than this one. And thanks to Rob and Toby for putting it at the top of my queue. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 190. Rob Shearman and Toby Haydock's book, Running Through Corridors, is available now through Mad Norwegian Press. You can find more 2-Minute Time Lord podcasts at twominutetimelord.com, where you'll also find links to my Twitter and Facebook pages. Thanks for listening. Talk to you, probably, from Galley.